Lord, I just pray that you fill me with your Spirit. The words that we hear today are the words that you have for us. Open our hearts and minds to hear those words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The words from our scripture lesson today are the ones that, the words for our sermon meditation today are from 1 John chapter 4, the ones that Beth read earlier. They're going to talk about fear and love. Today I'm going to do something a little bit differently. I'm going to show some clips from a movie, one of my very favorite movies ever. It's called Facing the Giants. And if it piques your interest enough that you would like to see this movie, as I was preparing for this sermon, I thought that probably not very many people have ever seen this movie other than me. But on Tuesday evening, we're going to watch it in the fellowship hall, now that we've got a hall that we can watch a nice movie in and have all the equipment set up. So if you want to come join me on Tuesday evening at 6:30 to watch the whole movie, Facing the Giants, you can do that. That being said, I want to start with the story. It was the eve of her wedding night, and Mary was getting a little bit nervous, kind of getting those wedding jitters. You know, those fears and anxieties that hit the new bride on the eve of her wedding. And her best friend sent a text to her and took that Bible passage, 1 John 4, verse 18, you know, the one that we just heard Beth read, that says, there is no fear, that perfect love takes away all fear. I thought that's a great Bible passage to send to her friends to relieve some of her fears, because you know they've got a great relationship there with her future husband and everything. And thought, you know, I'm just going to send this text message. And texting as it is, you know, sometimes it shortens some things up. And so she quickly texted off John 4 verse 18. Open up your Bibles to John 4 verse 18, and you're going to find the passage that says, "You have had five husbands, and the man you are now with is not your husband." Be careful what you text. That's not what our sermon is going to be about today. It's going to be about 1 John 4, verse 18. Our text today from 1 John 4, verse 18 talks directly to those common fears that we have so often. They're going to talk about it and give us encouragement for living our daily life. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out all fear. Of course, it's normal for all human beings to have fear. It's something that's in us. We as sinful creatures are created with fear in us. Fear can be helpful. It can be harmful. In the helpful sense, we talked about in Bible class today that if there's a bear chasing you in the woods, you should be afraid and you should run away. But in our everyday life, we fear and worry and have so many concerns that consume us and can take us away from the things that God has called us to do. And that is not a good type of fear. But whenever we start with anything, we want to find out, what is fear? You know, we're going to talk about fear. What is the definition of fear? So if you go to the internet and you go to dictionary.com, you look up the definition for fear, it has a couple different definitions. What is fear? Well, the dictionary definition is a distressing emotion aroused by impending danger, evil, pain. Does that sound good at all? Impending danger, fear, pain. It's an emotion that's caused by all those things. What the real thing that I find is interesting in this is it's whether it's the feeling or condition of being afraid, whether the threat is real or imagined. You ever go through having fears and worries, whether the fear is real or imagined? I think we all have done that once or twice or a lot more. Another dictionary definition is the concern or anxiety or the reverential awe, especially towards God, the fear of God. Now, that is definitely an accurate definition of fear, but we're not going to go that direction today. You know, we could really focus on Proverbs 9, verse 10, the fear of the Lord, the reverential awe. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Or Proverbs 3, verse 7, don't be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord. That's not the direction we're going to go in. We're going to talk about the fear, the worry that can consume us so many times. And as we get ready to focus on that, take a look at the clip that's going to show on the screen behind me. And to set this up, it's a football coach getting ready for the big game. They're completely outmatched, and he doesn't quite know where he's going to go. And another famous coach comes up and kind of gives him some encouragement. It says in the Bible 365 times, do not fear. Is that once for every day? If God says it that many times, he must be serious about it. Now, that's a football coach, Mark Richt. He's the head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs. If you follow football at all, you might know him. He's been in a couple national championship games. He's won a couple SEC championship games. So he knows what it's like to be dealing with fear and things like that in players. But 365 times in the Bible, it says, do not fear. God is serious about us not being afraid, not having this worry. It is a big deal to God that he doesn't want us to fear. Fear not is a word of encouragement that he gives to us. In fact, in Isaiah 41, verse 10, it says, fear not, for I am with you. My favorite, Joshua 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. But God goes a whole step further here in 1 John 4. He states that perfect love drives out all fear. What's he talking about here? Can you think of anybody that has no fear through perfect love? Can you think of even one person? No. Anybody that's got perfect love and has no fear is probably already dead and in the ground or up in glory with a God or Heavenly Father, right? No. So what does it mean by perfect love? Well, again, let's go back to what the definition is. If we go back to the perfect love that God is describing here in the Bible, we go back to the Greek, and it's the word teleios, T-E-L-L-I-O-S, teleios. And that's not perfect as in flawless, but what he's talking about here is fulfilling its purpose. So perfect love, love that's fulfilling its purpose. Can we be fulfilling our purpose here on earth through love? Can we be doing that which God has created us to do? The answer to that is absolutely. And we're going to talk about it in three different points. The first point we're going to talk about with this perfect love is that perfect love is supplied by God. We heard Beth share it in that Bible passage earlier, 1 John 4, verses 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. How about Psalm 34? I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. What an amazing and wonderful promise of God that when we seek out God, he will deliver us from all of our fears. It's a total shift of focus though, isn't it? Aren't we so often focused on what we want, what we need? But when we seek out God, seek out what God's plan is for us in our life, he can deliver us from all our fears. The condition of that gift is very clear. We have to focus on God. Seek the Lord. What does he have for us in our life? John's simple answer is that when we're filled with God's love, fear is driven out. It's really that Spirit filling us up with that love. When that love shapes us and fills us, it's being open to what God has in us and through us. But when we go back, and so often it happens in our life, we go back to Matthew chapter 8 and we think about the disciples and they're on the Sea of Galilee and the storms are rolling. Similar to our life, times get tough, frustrations happen. The disciples call out to Jesus, "Why are you sleeping? Don't you see there's a big storm here? We're afraid." What does Jesus answer? "You of little faith. Why are you so afraid?" The main reason the disciples are afraid is because of why? What did Jesus say? Of their little faith. They didn't trust God. They didn't know. Jesus was there, but they didn't have faith that he could take care of things. If we're afraid of the future, if we're afraid of eternity, if we're afraid of what God's plan is for our lives, we can remind ourselves of God's eternal plan. If we look in Romans 8, verses 38 and 39, it says there, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from what? From the love of God." than the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We can resolve our fears first by focusing on the love, the immeasurable love that Jesus Christ has for us, that God our Father has, that He sent down His Son to die for us. But why does the Lord caution us about fear? Because it gets a grip on us pretty quick, doesn't it? The most often repeated command in the Bible, those two words, 365 times, that say what? Oh, come on. What are those two words? Fear not. Fear not. One of the most famous quotes in our history books that our kids all have to study, and you probably remember it if you think back, is when Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, "You have nothing to fear but fear itself." Kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy, isn't it? It's true. If we let fear fill us, those are the things that will most often come true. But the good news is, perfect love drives out this fear. Perfect love. How about a parent? A parent that's afraid of fire. But if the house is on fire, will that parent run into to save their child? Absolutely. Why is that? Because of the parents' love for their child. They would do anything. In the same way, perfect love will drive out the fear in us to do that which God has for us. So perfect love, we know, is supplied by God. But the second point that we want to remember today is that perfect love is empowered by God. We go back to 1 John 4, verses 12 and 13. It states, "No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in Him and He is in us. He has given us His Spirit." 2 Timothy 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power and of love." God's given us power, He's given us love. So let's go back to the question again, why do we fear? Well, we get afraid because we feel powerless. We feel that we can't change something. One of the main reasons the last presidential campaign was so successful, campaigning on change and hope, was because we want that power to be able to affect change, don't we? The Bible says that we have the power to resist the devil. We have the power to resist those things, and he will flee from us. We can heal the sick. We can have power over sickness. We can have power and ask the angels for protection. We can overcome evil with good. God gives us that power. When we recognize that we have power, then evil can't stay around us and in us and through us. Fear can't coexist with power, not the power that comes from the Holy Spirit living in us. Paul confidently says in Philippians 4, verse 13, this is a great passage, "I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." Do you have that confidence that you can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens you? Psalm 46 says, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea." Tell you what, if I'm seeing the mountains give way, our human nature wants us to fear, right? But the psalmist here in Psalm 46 says, "I will not fear, even though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging." There are countless promises of God that tell us not to fear. In the Bible study this morning before the service, we went over a sheet, and there's some extra handouts. If you'd like them, they're on the wooden table back there. On the back side of it lists out a number of Bible passages that talk about fear and how it can cripple us, but it gives us strength. It's not all 365 passages that say do not fear, but it's a couple of them. And you can write down why we don't have to fear. Why we don't have to fear? Because God is a God of comfort. Because God is a God of hope. Because He's our ever-present help in trouble. Write those out, and you can go to those as a reference when you're getting worried, when you're fearing certain things in your life. You know what? When we remember, as Paul did in Philippians 4, verse 13, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, it gives us the power that God shares with us. It gives us the power to affect the change. But you know what? Satan is a master at using our fears, isn't he? Every time that we think we have that power, when we think we're going to move forward and do that which God has for us, he's going to try to cripple us. Why? And how does he do that? Well, he knows that the spirit of fear can make us miserable. Isn't that what Satan wants for us? Does he want us to be happy in doing that which God wants for us to do? No, he wants us to be miserable. He wants us to be sad and frustrated and pouting and doing nothing that God would have us to do. Because then we are what? We're ineffective. We can't share his love with others. Not if we're worried. Not if we're scared. Many times we don't share our faith with others. Why? Because we're afraid of what the person might say. Will we offend them? Well, I might not have the right words. Maybe it's not the right time. We can give a million excuses, can't we? I'm right there with you. Our fears and our worries stop us from doing that which God wants us to do. He commands us, go out and share his love with others. If we, each and every one of us, did that, if we followed God's command to share his love with others, share that Jesus died on the cross to take away our sins, and that is why we're here, this church would be bursting from its seams tomorrow. We wouldn't have enough room to have a service here. But our fears keep us from sharing his love, doesn't it? We don't do that the way God commands us. Do we get involved in service the way God has gifted us? God has gifted each and every one of us with unique gifts and abilities. But because of fear, we don't do it, do we? Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I just can't teach at Sunday school class because I don't know enough or I don't relate to kids well enough. God has created us as each unique creatures, and he's given us each unique and special abilities, and he wants us to use them so that we can share his love with others. The power that we receive in Christ is sufficient to do his will, to face the challenges that he has given us every day. Fear can keep us from serving God. Satan is a master at keeping us from following God. He is a master at using our fears to stop us, to bind us, and to rob us. But God has given us the strength. He's given us the power to do things that our imagination, our mind, could never imagine is true. Take a look at this clip here. Somebody here thinks that something is awfully tough to do. God has gifted you with unique abilities. He has gifted each and every one of you with unique abilities. Brock was gifted with the gift of leadership. What has he gifted you with? And are your fears keeping you from doing it? God is in the background like that coach saying, you can do it. You can do extraordinary things and you don't have to be afraid. He is there walking beside you. We talked about this, that it's through perfect love. Well, the third point that I have for you today is this: perfect love is assured by God. He assures that love is something that he will give you. The one who fears is not made perfect in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Is that word but? That assures us the truth that we can drive out fear. Do you remember the story of Gideon? Gideon was a soldier getting ready to battle. He was leading the Israelites. And God told Gideon, send all those that have any fear home. Why? Because God didn't want anybody that was afraid to go into battle. Gideon ended up fighting in this battle with very few soldiers. And God, through Gideon, won the battle. He can do the same through you. Hebrews 13 verse 6 says, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? God has gifted each and every one of you with unique gifts, with unique abilities. But because of our fears, because of God's perfect love not living through us and in us, we stop short of what God can do in us. God wants us to be his perfect witnesses. He wants us to realize the power that is living in us and through us and with us. Will you accept that Spirit living in you? Will you look to him to find out what has God gifted you with? And how can he use me as his vessel? And I will not be afraid. Because Jesus was a perfect example for us already. We know that he already won the battle. We know that he already died on the cross for us. We know that he did that not just for us here in this room, but he did it for everybody outside these doors. And if we're not sharing his love, who's going to do it? He wants us to be used by him. He wants us to share his love with others. He wants us to share his love. And that is what the big so what of Easter is, isn't it? To not have fear. To know that God can live in us and through us and with us, and we can do some amazing and powerful things. Brock, did you hear him talking at the beginning there? I can get to the 30. Well, maybe without anybody on my back. God can do so much more powerful things than just a death crawl across a football field through us. He can use us as his vessels. And then we can confidently and boldly say that Jesus is risen. And that is the Easter proclamation. Amen. Knowing that God can live through us and that Jesus has been given to us on the cross and the Holy Spirit can live in us and through us, would you rise with me now and boldly proclaim the words of what we believe through the apostles?